A Stark County grand jury will now review the case against a woman accused in a deadly shooting in Canton. 38-year-old Leanne Haynes of Canton was bound over Thursday after she waived her right to a preliminary hearing. She was arraigned Tuesday in Canton Municipal Court on a murder charge with bond set at $1.5 million. Police say 43-year-old Ronnie Brown of Canton was shot Sunday in the parking lot of the Hillview Apartments in the 1900 block of 6th Street Northeast. He later died at Altman Hospital. A man has been convicted of causing a February 2025 drunk driving crash in Canton that left another man seriously injured. 27-year-old Kendra Heyman of Canton was found guilty Thursday of aggravated vehicular assault, and two counts of OVI after a trial that began Monday in Stark County Common Police Court. Police said he ran a red light at Harrison Avenue and 15th Street Southwest, striking a vehicle driven by 46-year-old James Sandor of Canton. The collision caused Sandor's car to strike a building. Heyman fled on foot after his vehicle hit a nearby Metalis facility. His blood alcohol level was 0.16. Heyman is scheduled to be sentenced Wednesday. Stark County property tax bills will be delayed this year as officials implement new state tax relief changes. The treasurer's office says second-half real estate bills will go out later than normal, with a due date expected no later than August 31st. Software updates from Tyler Technologies still need final patches before mailing. Taxpayers are being asked to wait for updated statements before paying, while homeowners with escrow accounts do not need to take action. Mosquito spraying is scheduled next week in the city of Louisville. The Stark County Health Department says crews will be in the community after 8 p.m. Wednesday and Thursday. On Wednesday, work will cover areas north of Route 153, while on Thursday, crews will focus on the south side of Route 153 within the city limits. Residents with respiratory issues are encouraged to take precautions. Beekeepers should protect their hives, and people are asked to stay away from spraying vehicles. More than $1 billion in economic impact is being reported through the latest annual report from Stark County Job and Family Services. The 2025 report shows more than 47,000 residents received SNAP benefits and just over 95,000 received Medicaid assistance. Officials say the agency also handled more than 8,000 child abuse hotline calls, resulting in nearly 2,500 cases, along with 494 elder abuse or neglect cases. The report adds 64 adoptions were finalized and nearly $49.5 million was collected through child support cases. State officials have awarded $650,000 for transportation projects in Portage and Summit counties. $500,000 will help fund improvements to State Route 43 in Kent, including road rehabilitation, a roundabout, and traffic signal upgrades. Officials say the project supports more than $76 million in capital investment and helps retain over 500 jobs. Summit County will receive $150,000 for preliminary engineering of a roundabout at Cleveland Maslin and Copley Roads in Copley Township. The funding is part of ODOT's $8.5 million Transportation Improvement District program. Millions of dollars in overspending are being flagged in a state audit of the East Liverpool School District. Auditors say the district's self-insurance fund used for health care costs exceeded appropriations by more than $8.2 million, while the Capital Projects Fund showed about $20,000 in overspending. According to WFMJ-TV, district officials say the capital fund issue stemmed from an emergency water line repair, and they call the insurance fund finding an accounting error that did not impact overall finances. The state audit recommends stronger oversight of future spending. Mahoning County grand jury has indicted six men charged in a human trafficking sting conducted last month by the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Among those indicted are two North Canton men, 73-year-old Philip Cruzweiser and 37-year-old Chad Stover. The men face charges including attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, importuning, and compelling prostitution. Cases stem from Operation Spring Cleaning, a statewide crackdown targeting people seeking sexual contact with minors online. A 14-year-old girl has been charged with swatting after a false shooting report triggered a large police presence in Boardman. Officers were sent to a home on LeMond's Drive Wednesday night after receiving an email claiming someone had been shot. Police found no emergency at the scene. Investigators say a teen used a school-issued laptop to send the message after being dared to do so. The girl allegedly admitted to challenging the other teen to send the email and was taken to the Juvenile Justice Center. The teen who sent the email was not arrested. Two Struthers residents are facing felony charges after police say an inappropriate video of a child was posted online. 35-year-old Tori Letlow and 31-year-old Denisha Dixon were arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on charges of illegal use of a minor in a nudity-oriented performance. The case stems from a June 1st complaint involving a Facebook Live video. Police say one of the women admitted the post was wrong and should have been blurred. Both women were taken into custody this week. A preliminary hearing has not been set. Charges have been dismissed against two people who were arrested following a shooting in Warren earlier this week. Court records show felonious assault charges against 20-year-old Jordan Coleman of Warren and 18-year-old Lily Ansel of Niles were dropped during their arraignment in Warren Municipal Court. The pair were taken into custody Tuesday after a shooting at Parkman Road and Northfield Avenue. Police say a 21-year-old victim was treated at St. Joseph's Warren Hospital. The investigation is ongoing. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.